right, welcome back, as my voice cracks. Beginning of the third hour, our Tuesdays with Mitch segment, because Maury is unavailable. Mitch Langberg, constitutional attorney and expert from the Brownstein Hyatt Law Firm, voted the number one constitutional expert in the country, according to people who vote on such matters. Mr. Mitch Langberg, how was your holiday?
It was great, Andy. Happy New Year to you.
God, your enthusiasm is infectious. Are you sleeping right now, Mitch?
I'm tired, but I'm excited. I love your. Did I ever tell you I love your bumper music? It always gets me in the mood.
Oh, really? The Chili Peppers?
That's a little legal drama.
Yeah. I got to ask, but so did you not get any time off over the holidays? You're a big, powerful lawyer. Can't you make the junior people do work?
Andy, your naivete is cute. Mm. I took a couple days off, but I'm working hard these days.
You know, you got young kids, got to hang with them, right?
We hang, and then I work all night. This is the life of a lawyer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, at least you make a ton of dough, right?
Tons.
All right, tons. Well...
I don't even know what to do with it. Sometimes I get distracted, and I get busy counting it.
Right. That's so nice to be able to count money like that. All right, now, Mitch, we've got three legal topics of the day, but I'm going to ask you a question before that. But the three legal topics are... A California man was pulled over in a carpool lane. He was driving by himself. He needed two people in the car, and he had corporation papers with him, and he's saying that corporations are people according to California law. We're going to find out what happened. Our second case is about AIG, the bailout they got, $182 billion from the taxpayer, and now they're suing the government for the fact that they got a bailout. They're suing over. And then lastly, we'll talk about a Supreme Court case. Mitch, I have to get your opinion, though, on, I think, the number two story of the day. Can I get your opinion on that?
Let's hear it.
Okay. I'm confused as to why this happened. I just want your expertise, because you understand the human mind. Al Roker, you're familiar with the meteorologist from NBC who doesn't have a meteorology degree. Do you know him?
I've heard of him.
Okay, so Al Roker was in the White House, and he essentially was about to interview the president— When something happened. I'm going to play you the clip, and I just want to get your take on this.
As I'm walking to the press room, I think I got to, pass a little gas here. So I'm walking by myself. Who's going to know? Only a little something extra came out.
You pooped in your pants.
I pooped my pants.
Now, Mitch, I got to ask, why do that? Because he didn't get caught doing it. And is it his attempt to be more relatable? But I don't even think that makes him likable. Why, if you're Al Roker... And this was breaking news yesterday. I'm the only one covering this story that has the courage to cover this case. What do you think about this?
I think that the man might be certifiable.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to play you a follow-up clip, Mitch, and I'll get your take on this. Let's play one. This is the follow-up.
I was panicking, so I got to the restroom of the press room, threw out the underwear, and just went commando.
And what did that tell you?
It told me that I've got to be very vigilant as to what I eat.
All right. Your reaction to that?
I just remember one of my favorite movies, The Bucket List. Jack Nicholson famously said, never trust a fart.
Hmm. All right. We're going to delete that. We're going to delete that from the podcast, Mitch. All right, my friends. So let's get into our top story of the day. Mitch Langberg, constitutional expert, legal genius. A California man, Jonathan Freeman, pulled over in San Rafael, California, and he's actually been trying to get pulled over. This is the first time in 10 years. That's a strange thing. He's in the carpool lane. You need two people in California. Officer pulls him over and says, where's the second person? He says, officer, I have corporation legal papers in the seat next to me. According to California law, corporations are equal to people. And according to the U.S. Supreme Court ruling in 2010, when it came to campaign finance, they said that corporations get the same protections as people under the First Amendment. Walk us through this legal case. I find this very interesting. What's the point that he's trying to prove? Is he going to win the case? Go ahead.
Well, let me tell you the point he is proving, and then I'll tell you the point he's trying to prove.
Okay, good.
The point he is proving is that he's an idiot.
Okay.
The point that he's trying to prove is that he thinks it's ridiculous that corporations are considered people. And so he's trying to show the irony of it and the slippery slope of it by saying, well, if my corporation's in the car with me, then there's two people in the car. Now, I, as a Democrat, actually non-declared now, but a liberal kind of guy.
Yeah, Mitch, stop. You're a hard left guy. We get it.
Leaning left.
Okay.
I actually understand this concept of corporations as individuals because basically what the law says is that a corporation is a separate entity from the individuals who own it. And that's because there's something